I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, and it'll be jam-packed with information as usual. So if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you might want to get a pen and paper handy, because there's going to be lots of information coming your way during the next hour. And I will be talking about some amazing news that's come from Alex Collier, an Andromeda contactee, and also centering a lot around health issues and how to avoid the minefields that are out there, because as Swami Satchidananda used to say, there is no yoga if you have boga or ill health. But before we get to all that, I'd like to start off the show in our usual way by playing the brief mantra meditation as led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth will play the Hari Om mantra meditation, much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, doing the Hari Om mantra japa meditation. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And as I said at the top of the show, I came across quite an interesting webinar from Alex Collier recently, and the specific one is called Alex Collier Private Webinar, 18th December 2015. And it's on YouTube for free, and I've noticed several of his webinars recently. There's an initial charge to hear it live, but then later they are appearing on YouTube. And two points actually caught my attention there the most. One was his information from the Andromedans that, in point of fact, the frequency grid that used to be, and used to be is the key words, around the Earth has now been totally dismantled, and that's according to Alex Collier's information. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, well, according to Alex and the Andromedans, about 161 years B.C., this frequency fence was set up around the planet and basically kept most energy from getting out or getting in. And that even included messing around with the reincarnation grid, which the Archons and others were basically controlling, which meant that it was very difficult to actually go to source after the death experience, but that we would be caught in a trap, basically. And quite a mess for a long time. So that's a big deal. And the second point that was brought up on his show was that the Andromedans actually taught him a technique with respect to a means of protection. And the means was to just visualize yourself in the center of the sun. And that makes total sense because the sun's probably the highest frequency in the universe, and it's a generator of dimensions. So quite a nice little simple technique that some people may want to employ. And now moving on to the chief topic for tonight's program, which will center a lot around issues concerning health. And I'm not a medical doctor, but as a spiritual person along the path of self-empowerment and leading towards self-realization, picked up a lot of things over the course of time. I did find a relationship directly between self-empowering activities and health-related activities. And I find that the two really, you know, cross-connect certainly at one point. And so much of this information is stuff that's my opinion. This is the kind of stuff that I follow. These are the big minefields that I've noted and how I try to deal with them. And in my way of thinking, everything kind of centers around diet. And I know I've shared with the ET Yoga audience in the past the Great American Rat Experiment. And I'm going to briefly share the highlights of that with you right now. That group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning at birth. And the group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. And Group 2 is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet with meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. And this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults, and they suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. The third group is also fed the standard American diet, and this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens, and this is all within 1 month. And I find that is a great piece of information, because I don't personally see any difference between the rats and the humans in this regard. And moving on to some of the, I guess that we want to call them the big killers in our society, the three at the top of the list seem to be what's called iatrogenic deaths, then cancer and heart disease. And if you've never heard of iatrogenic death before, I'm not surprised. It's I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic. And iatrogenic death is basically accidental metal death or malpractice. And unbeknownst to probably 99% of the American public, it only kills about 775,000 people a year, or over a 10-year period, like almost, 7.75 million people. That's just in America. And, to me, this is kind of an outrageous concept that I've, came across. And so you'll probably note that sometimes on the ET Yoga program, after I give the usual disclaimer, I also say that I applaud your efforts to disassociate yourself from mainstream medical as much as possible, because that's about the only way I know that you can avoid that one. And one of those concepts that, although I do applaud people that are in the medical profession for their work with emergency cases, to me, that's the main purpose of the medical establishment. Like, I personally would want to avoid the system as much as humanly possible. The next one on the list there is the cancer issue, and I don't know. There's so much information out there now that it's just mind-boggling to me that more people don't really clue into this subject. If you want to go to the most amazing little bit that I've come across with respect to information, I would go to YouTube again. And the title of the YouTube would be Oncology Nurse Quits After Discovering Nutrition Heals Cancer. And this is an oncology nurse who was in the field for 17 years in oncology, and it's the most informative interview that I've heard. The person doing the interview is also very knowledgeable in this area, and I would highly recommend you take a look at that. In addition, there's lots of interesting related quote-unquote cures. I guess Edward Griffin is a big proponent of the apricot seeds. A friend of mine, Earl B. Hall, actually cured his pancreatic cancer with Powdarco tea. He was taking really large doses of Powdarco tea. Powdarco tea has actually been studied at Tokyo University and known to be highly effective with about 22 different kinds of cancer. And strangely enough, Earl's not even promoting and selling the Powdarco anymore. He's promoting MMS as the cancer cure. And if you don't know about MMS, that's Jim Humble's miracle mineral supplement that gets dissed a lot by the medical establishment, but I don't know. I've talked to lots of people, and they've had amazing success with it. So, you know, you got to, again, do your own research. I'm going to be throwing out lots of ideas here, and you can use what you can use, and if you can't use it, you can't use it. Pau d'Arco tea is also known as Tahipo tea, and amazing lectures are by also David Hudson. That's H-U-D-S-O-N, David Hudson lectures 1, 2, and 3. That's on the internet, and there is some specific information there as rhodium as a cancer cure. There's also a Dr. Coldwell, who I think really says it like it is. He recommends a number of these ideas, food-grade baking soda and organic maple syrup. And by the way, there was a doctor in Italy as well that was using baking soda to cure women of breast cancer, made a slight incision, and the cancers were gone in a couple of weeks. Simoncini is his name, Dr. Simoncini. I think he's since been kicked out of the medical profession over there in Italy. I guess he was having too much success. And also, Coldwell recommends eating 21 organic apricot kernels or seeds per day. And he said that you can also take vitamin B7. And if you can, 100 cc's of vitamin C intravenously 3 times a day is another one of his suggested cures. Lots of interesting possibilities are out there in this area if you really want to do the research. I know that in the past there were also a couple of cures that were people were kind of run out of America for, and that was the Hoxie-Cure. And I know people still take vans from the United States down to Mexico to take the Hoxie diet. And, of course, there was the Royal Rife machines that basically, I think he had 800 patients, and he cured 100% of them before he got run out of Dodge. And you can do some research on Royal Rife if you like. There's still some Rife machines in the world, but not in the operating in the United States that I'm aware of. You can go to other places and receive that treatment method. And Joanna Budwig back in the 50s had the, actually was rhodium with cottage cheese. That rhodium was actually coming from a certain oils that contain them. That diet, I think, is still prominent over in Germany. So there's lots of different ideas out there. Dr. William Mount is a big proponent of seaweed for anti-radiation and prevention of cancers. And you might want to check out his interview at Project Camelot. And it's a very fascinating interview that that he gives there, and he states that it's also a good idea with respect to eating seaweed. And by the way, you can get that at Costco, and you can buy, you know, like 25 little packages of it, and you just take a couple of those every day, and they're very cheap. He suggests that you add a surfactant, either citricane or immucyst, because it helps the body heal itself faster. And that Budwig diet included flaxseed oil was the specific oil that she used, and you mix it with cottage cheese and, you know, mix some cayenne pepper in there and take it daily. Was also very effective. What we didn't know back in the 1950s was that the flaxseed oil contains monatomics, and monatomics are high-spin electrons that actually they don't fight the disease. They actually reprogram the disease cells. So another another one that's a very interesting one that you can follow up and do your own research on. I should also note that with all the different things that you can do, Bashar actually recommended his own, if you're not familiar with Bashar, that's an extraterrestrial from the Esasani, now called the Shakani, because they moved up a dimension in consciousness, and his suggestion for cancer is pureed walnuts, asparagus, and avocado. So that's information from Bashar, and you can find him at www.bashar.org. And moving on now to heart disease, there was a Dr. Pete Peterson. He was interviewed at Project Camelot, and according to Pete Peterson, back in the after World War II, there was hundreds of thousands of kids were given skatefish oil, and skatefish oil, according to Dr. Pete Peterson, would totally prevent heart disease. And according to him, even one drop a day on a piece of bread prevents cavities. So, and from what I understand, you know, he's not allowed on public airways anymore because he gets gave out too much information. So those are the top three, iatrogenic death, cancer, and heart disease. So there's some landmines that could be avoided. Now, in my observation, we're also some other interesting kind of smaller landmines out there. They probably do also contribute in a large way. Everything kind of contributes to this whole cancer issue and the increase in rates. And from what I understand, the latest studies from Stanford University indicate that in the next 10 years, they're anticipating 1 in 2 people have cancer, and they're expecting the autism rate to be similar, about 1 in 2. Now, this is, to me is just totally unacceptable. What we are noticing from a larger picture is that it's harder and harder to be born in a healthy body here on the planet, and it's also harder and harder to leave here with your brain intact. So the young people have got the autism, and the older people have the Alzheimer's. And I think that certainly big contributors to all this would be things like the chemtrails, the food and pesticides, because of it's all leads to a toxicity, and it's all kind of a metal toxicity. And these metals get lodged in our systems in ways that not only paralyze the immune system, but they also totally lower the frequency of the immune system as well. And fluoride in the water, for people that don't know about that, I don't know where they're hiding, because fluoride in the water is just toxic waste, and definitely calcifies the pineal gland, and there's no possible way that I want to be drinking water with that in it. So it behooves you to get yourself a good water purifier. And by the way, that fluoride is kind of tough to take out of the water. I recommend the Berkey water purifiers or the ProPure. And certainly GMO foods is on the list, as well as meat. And the GMO foods is one that is a topic that's really baffles me in America, because we seem to be the least educated in the world concerning this whole concept of GMO foods. And, I mean, the rise in autoimmune diseases, infertility, gastrointestinal problems, chronic ill diseases may be associated with the introduction of GMO foods. And in a position paper by the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, the authors ask all physicians to consider the role of GM foods in the nation's health crisis and advise their patients to avoid all GM foods whenever possible. The Academy also recommends a moratorium on GMO seeds and calls for immediate, independent safety testing and the labeling of all food items containing genetically modified products. And even Monsanto said that in June of this year that it's giving up on most of Europe because the people there don't want GMO food. And the evidence gathered over the last 10 years is staggering. And I highly recommend that you do your research, not only on, you know, what this GMO food does, and according to the Pleiadians, it immediately starts to attack the gastrointestinal tract. It's definitely a harmful thing, and in America, we can't even get laws passed to label it because I know a lot of people don't want it. They're not aware that it's in a lot of it's about 80% of the American diet. So, as we said at the top of the show, everything kind of all centers around diet. There's even been, in the last 2 or 3 months, I've seen articles out by mainstream media that talk about meat as being another cause of cancerous disease. And we've known for a long time that red meats in particular are highly, highly connected, and even the Cancer Society had recommended that reduction of meat would help to reduce your possibilities by about 60%. So do your own research, because there's lots of information out there about all that kind of stuff. And also, I would put way up there on the list in terms of issues is all this technology that we've got out there today. I mean, the Pleiadians stated back in Bringers of the Dawn that television was going to wreck the next couple generations, and it certainly has. If you take a look, I don't know, when I was a kid, there was no children had cancer. I don't know anybody even that had autism. I'm not saying it didn't occur, but I mean, everybody I talk to, all my friends, they don't know any children that had cancer or autism. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable. And speaking of that autism, I do know, or I've been aware of, some groups, some mothers' groups that started up with taking bentonite clay, and bentonite clay helps remove metals from the system. And I know they were giving bentonite clay to their kids, and also having them taking baths in about 100 degree temperature baths. And of course, better if it's water that doesn't have the fluoride in it too. So you put a pure water purifier on your shower. And fill your tub up with a shower nozzle, and that group disbanded because none of the kids had autism anymore. So there's one possibility that can work for some people. It would appear to me that some kids just can't take the toxicities, the metals that they receive, and some can handle it, some can't, and probably largely connected with that are the immunization shots. They've increased the number, and the metal levels and mercury levels are through the roof. If you do your research, you'll find out that's so. And by the way, in Italy and in the UK, people are winning court cases because it's a proven fact that there's a connection between the immune shots and autism. In fact, in Italy, actually, 12 people died right in the doctor's offices after taking their shots. And the Italian government even came out and made a public announcement to the people not to take their flu shot that caused all this problem. And again, if you really do your hunting and search on the internet, you can find out these things, but you're not going to see it on mainstream media. And interesting note that the Pleiadians, in a recent YouTube by Barbara Marciniak, also indicated that most all technology, it's either related to monitoring and controlling the population, or it's part of the population reduction program, and that certainly all these new technologies are not helpful, also associated with creating autism, apparently, according to the Pleiadians, is the overload that the fetuses get from too much of these cell phones, the TV, all the electronic devices that people are using. It's not a conducive environment for young fetuses, and that this is also a big factor. In fact, I don't know, I don't have a TV, I don't have a cell phone, I got a hard drive line at my house. I do use a computer, but definitely we don't have a microwave. I mean, to me, these are just basic things that it's just not good. In fact, in that Palladian YouTube recently by Barbara Marciniak, she even connected the chemtrails to this whole process by saying that all these chemtrails, they contain nanoparticles, and the nanoparticles that are then we breathe them through the air. They end up in our system, and actually our HD television sets are programmed through satellite to actually be, or we could be remote controlled as these nanos set themselves up as an antenna. And that's information I haven't a clue about personally, but that she provides. She also states that all big pharma pills contain nano. And, of course, the immunization shots contain nano, too, according to Palladian information. So that's another one. This whole, our whole society here seems to be all on these big pharma pills. And that's another one. I wouldn't take a pill. It's not happening. So just to let you know that, yes, there are people out there that, you know, find other ways. And by the way, Dr. Pete Peterson, in that Project Camelot interview, he talks about, actually, he has a diagnostic machine that they hook you up and measure your body's status at the acupuncture points. And then eventually, based on the information, whatever is an issue for you, it recommends the natural ingredient and in what quantity that will cure that situation, and that's with about an 85% success rate, and also highly, highly accurate in terms of their diagnostics, which apparently the medical system, the accuracy rate in the diagnostics is something like 6%, which I'm sure would be shocking to most of our listeners. So lots of interesting stuff out there with respect to minefields, things to avoid and things you can do. So, and most of it's fairly cheap. Like bentonite clay is like, I don't know, $10 for a couple of pounds. The skatefish oil is a little bit pricey, but you can get about probably a 3 or 4 month supply for about $45. And to prevent heart disease and tooth decay, I don't know if it prevents tooth decay or not. I've been on skatefish oil for about 5 years, don't have cavities, don't know if it's due to that or not, don't have heart disease either, don't know if it, the prevention is due to that, but I do take skatefish oil. And it comes in either a pill or a liquid form. I do periodically use the bentonite clay to remove like metals from the my system. And I also think it's very important these days to do a thorough body detox. And the detox program that I use is from Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And in fact, I've just recently ordered my yearly liver and kidney detox kits. They're 5-day programs with a 3-day fast in the middle. And basically using teas and herbs and all natural organic products. And even Bashar recommended Dr. Schultz, which was how I got involved there with his products. And over the course of time, as I said, because of learning information about self-empowering skills, I actually have a free download at my website, and it's my website's at www.etyoga.com. And there you can get a free download, and there's no strings attached. I'm not going to, you know, be emailing you for the next 6 months because you actually downloaded something for free at my website. It's called The Root Cause of Disease, and this is my own personal findings, and I would like to share that with you now, that there are nine, in my opinion, fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the root cause of disease. First, the universe was created with unconditional love. This frequency is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. Second, your experience in 3D dimension reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. Third, you are 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you are to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. And because you created it, you have the power to fix it. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Fifth, thought creates. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Seventh, when you run energy through positive beliefs which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are positive emotions like love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. And when you run energy through negative beliefs which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. Eighth, when you incarnate in this dimension, you have four tasks. Function in 3D, become aware that thoughts take time to manifest. Become aware of your illusion and become one with your higher self. An illusion is all based in fear. There's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love. All fear is based on false judgments. This is either self-judgment, like guilt and shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty, or coming into your power, cross-connects with healing disease. This is because disease cannot exist without judgment, and when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. When the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist. It's a higher frequency, and disease is a lower frequency. Ninth, acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It is beyond forgiveness, because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is, because whatever is happening enables us to grow. And this moves us into the energy of love, trust, and peace. And I should also note here that all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within, holding to an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or repressed form, which creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It's really emotional self-judgment, and that information actually comes from Mother Mary as channeled by Gene Hatch, and that used to be available at the College of Christ Consciousness, which apparently doesn't exist anymore. And this information is consistent with other extraterrestrial information concerning the fact that thought creates and that all disease is created through dysfunctional emotions. And the public is starting to understand this concept through information like that in The Secret. And regardless of other issues with that particular information, the fundamental concept of thought creates is what's important. And if you believe thought creates, it's natural to conclude that our thoughts, beliefs, and definitions create our outer experience. And if this is what creates an outer experience, then only negative beliefs and their accompanying emotions are the root cause of disease. And by by virtue of these nine principles that I've just articulated, when you blame anyone for anything, you cannot, you actually at that point create yourself as a victim and you become powerless. But by taking responsibility for your outer circumstance, you claim your power back, and this is the power that you always had in the first place, but judgment got in the way. And I should also note that the first thing that I would do if I was diagnosed or became aware of some kind of dis-ease in the body is to throw a positive spin on the situation. Because if you really do your homework, outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. We place judgments on those meaning, on those circumstances, and then the associated emotions follow. And positive spin on outer circumstances create positive experiences. Negative spin and fear-based motivation creates negative emotional spin and a negative experience of the situation. I'd also like to share from Manithya Sadevi, The Worldwide Conspiracy Against Enlightenment, and here are her 10 steps to free yourself from the conspiracy. Do not consume any fluoride, ever. One, do not, that's number one. Two, do not consume any aspartame, ever. Three, avoid eating genetically modified, non-organic, and highly processed foods. Four, avoid watching television. Five, question your education. Six, reevaluate the validity of popular opinions. Seven, look within yourself to discover who you are. Eight, keep a regular spiritual routine. Nine, drop all the judgments you have against those who are not ready to make the same changes you're making. And 10, let enlightenment be your number one priority. Kind of a nice list, I think. And, you know, there's been a lot of sun scare over the last few decades, and I can see why, because, well, let's face it, they didn't put up a frequency fence around the planet because they wanted you to get sunlight. And apparently these chemtrails do block about a quarter of the sunlight from reaching the Earth as well. And the sun is not only good for a source of vitamin D, which in my opinion is the only good source of vitamin D, and vitamin D, by the way, is the trigger to the immune system. And in addition to that, the sun also generates energies and information that are needed by us in terms of evolving our DNA strands. So the sun is very, very powerful, and it's also a powerful healer. And for those that don't have the money to go for any fancy treatment, I highly suggest you check out sun gazing. And Hira, H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K, is the YouTube speaker that I suggest you check into. And according to his information, that the brain remains dormant without the sun. Sunlight has to reach the brain, and it reaches the brain through the eyes. But you have to be careful how you do this. 1 hour from sunrise and 1 hour before sunset, there is no ultraviolet, and these are the times that you can look safely at the sun. And he suggests that you start off the first day, you look for 10 seconds only, and then you increase that 10 seconds per day. And as it could be cloudy, it doesn't matter. Everything is cumulative. And after 3 months, you'd be at like 15 minutes. If at that point you get your eyes tested, you'll probably find your prescription will change because you'll get the results that your eyes are improving. And another window takes place, a wonder takes place. And some of the software, the brain gets activated, the mind becomes balanced, you become positive in thinking, fear falls away, even the fear of death, and you also develop willpower, you become peaceful and mentally healthy, diabetes and other ailments go away. And according to the research here, during the first 3 months of practice, the sun energy is moving through the eyes and charging the hypothalamus track. The brain then becomes activated by the energy supply being received by the sun, and at 3 to 6 months of gazing, the studies show that physical diseases start to disappear. And there's lots of information about sun gazers out there. Of course, you're not going to hear anything about that, because that's another thing that works. And new evidence is clearly illustrating that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. So with respect to healing, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure, because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. And the first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is an infinite energy all around us, and we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And as soon as you start to connect with the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which return the projection of your body to its natural state. And the projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, which is your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness, but the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrination, disrupt this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. I think that's pretty good information to keep in mind. And also in relation to that, our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief, because everything centers around belief. And we've talked about this many times on ET Yoga, that even the science they're figuring out now with their computer simulations, that the universe is holographic and fractal, and that the universe operates with the energy of consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. So what you believe is. And for example, we could heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury. That is possible so long as we have absolute certainty and knowing that we will be healed. And this is directly achieved by assessing the most fundamental level of reality through things like deep meditation. And this is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible. And the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. It is entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives and bodies. And you have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It is only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And I'm hoping that, you know, in tonight's program, as all the ET Yoga programs, I'm hoping that you leave with a sense of, you know, self-empowerment, and that, gee, there's lots of things I can be doing out there, and that I can actually have control over this kind of stuff, because, ironically, you're the one creating your outer world. And and certainly we want to provide you with all the tools possible to be successful in creating the kind of world you want. And another valuable healing tool that I have always recommended is the Egyptian healing rods. And the rods are energetically conditioned in a 72-foot-high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. And the rods and the energy of the pyramid are based on sacred geometry and become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. And they are cutting-edge technology of the 21st century, rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And the healing rods used to be only used by the inner circle of the pharaohs there. And I've been using these for about 10 years now. I highly, highly recommend them. And if you do your research, you'll know that the effect of the pyramid on a field structure of any object, regardless of whether it is mineral solution, organic substance, or living creature, causes serious changes within this structure. Such structures seem to be put in order and to become more optimal and harmonic. And if you haven't, there is a price, the item out there that's titanium pyramids. They're like, you can get a 46-incher, and I don't know, there should be one in every hospital room, because as we just stated, anything that's around a pyramid is going to show positive results. And I highly, highly recommend that you look into Egyptian healing rods. Now, they are a little bit pricey. They're around $300, but well worth the money. And I'd also like to mention, of course, that the Andara crystals, I highly, highly recommend you get a hold of one of those. They're not overly expensive, but an unlimited frequency. And Andara crystals, to me, are just an amazing, amazing discovery in a monatomic field, no less. And placing the Andara crystals on the chakras is a very positive thing to do. And as well, would highly recommend that the crystals could be placed in your water sources, because they're high, high energy. And if you know about water, water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And if you play Beethoven and Bach music around your water, or place pictures of yantras or crop circles around your water, they're going to pick up the energy. And similarly, I placed an Andara crystal in my water source, because I think it's a really a very positive thing that you can do. You could also do some research with respect to Archangel Michael, as channeled by Celia Fenn, that's F-E-N-N, and the topic being activating your template for perfect health and well-being. And I find that's a really, really good one, as well as there's another program out there. It's called Healing with the Higher Self, and that's from Master Kasumi. And if you research that one, it's it's an 11-day program, and deals with healing yourself through your higher self. And I love the concept, because it's about taking any negative emotions that you've built up over time, like shame, guilt, and anger, and offering them up to your higher self, which obviously is another method that can achieve healing. If you haven't seen Greg Braden's Healing Cancer in 3 Minutes, it's a YouTube, you need to see that, because that'll give you the idea of how powerful heart-brain resonance is. And seeing something in your eye that's already happened being the key to this kind of healing. And certainly, we have the ability to heal our own bodies, and the power of belief actually rearranges the atoms to produce results. And we're really not bound by any laws of physics. We can even transcend the laws of aging. We're only limited by our own beliefs. And of course, when you've lived quite a while on the planet and you have developed these certain beliefs, some of them are more difficult to change than others. But I highly, highly recommend seeing this Greg Braden Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because it talks about a technology there that I'm certain in the future will be very prominent. Some of the keys there that Greg Braden notes is that what we choose to have show up in our lives, we must first feel in our hearts as if it's already happened. And you can give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude that it's already in your life. And And before you do this, you get to the place of highest frequency regarding connecting to source energy. And I think this is really cutting-edge stuff. I highly recommend Qigong, too, as well, practice. It's one that I haven't gotten into yet, but I'm hoping to take a course next year over in Europe with one of the top Qigong masters, Lin Qi-Ting. And should also note that with respect to the ultimate truths of a reality, I would like to remind everybody that, as stated in those truths, that there are no limitations. If I have a experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And speaking of appreciation, I'd like to give my appreciation and gratitude to the audience of ET Yoga. It's a pleasure to be able to come on the air and talk to such an audience, so sophisticated, educated, and I much appreciate your contacting me, which you can do at my website, etyoga.com, and go to the contact page, or you can email me directly at www.etyoga. actually, www.etyoga would be my website, but the mailing address would be Paper Fungo, PaperFungo, PaperFungo at yahoo.ca. So that's Paper Fungo, PaperFungo at yahoo.ca. And I much appreciate your comments about content on the program, as well as suggestions that you may have for future shows. You'll probably find that if you've got a good idea for a show, I'll do one on that subject. And I'd like to, at this point, wish everybody out there my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And, of course, that perfect health relates directly to a lot of the ideas that were thrown out on tonight's program. So hope you got some information there you could use. And in closing, I'll now like to end the program in the usual way lately of sharing with you the Who Am I technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. It was called the Vichara, and it was given to his most advanced disciples. And it was a technique that he used to go through the doorway and become self-realized. Difference being, you know, he was such a ripe soul that he stayed there. And for many of us, we have the experience, but then spend a great deal of the next portion of our life trying to maintain that experience. So my suggestion would be that if you do hatha yoga, that you do your hatha yoga, and then do some pranayams. And even if you don't do hatha yoga or pranayams, it just makes it a little bit easier because you're just neutralizing tension in the body and neutralizing the mind, because there's a relationship between thought and breath. So if you do your pranayams, or even if you don't, you can sit in a comfortable chair and try to get yourself in the highest place you know how to be, like connecting with source, higher self, or any other creative ideas you might think of. And while you're in the highest state that you can think of or be, focus all your attention on your third eye or your sixth chakra area. And that means putting all of your attention into that one spot. And that one spot is where you're then going to be centered. And once you're centered in that one spot, I would ask the question, who am I? About 35 or 40 times, because when you ask the question, the answer is going to come. And you become a perfect match then for that experience, because what you experience in 3D reality, you have to be a perfect frequency match for. So, from that point of view, where you focus now on the one spot in the third eye or chakra area, sixth chakra area, you would then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part